This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Glad you're here with us. We are focused on the land of Israel, the events unfolding there, really everything throughout the Middle East, the global impact, all that goes with it, the church's response, the response of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, all of that. If you are a new listener, we welcome you. My name is Shirley Weaver. This is the podcast where we talk about the power of God, the power of God, the love of God displayed through His power. You know, each of us, we each have a background, really. You know, the things we've learned since childhood, which gives us an understanding about Old and New Testament scripture that concerns Israel. Both the land we call Israel and the people, the Jewish people. Add to that the cultural voices in the nations of the world, the whole world, as well as the overarching global culture. So think about that. Your nation has a culture. My nation has a culture. Then there's a global culture. So all of this comes to play and is juxtaposed against the Christian's foundational background of Genesis 12:3, where God said to Abram, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So in this episode, we're continuing to look at the biblical and historical facts. Like if the Bible means nothing to you, then the historical facts are screaming from history. But sometimes all of that gets lost in the generations. You know, in the last episode, we asked this question of ourselves, why do we need to know this? And the answer is, biblically, the believer is accountable to know the Word of God. We have to walk in the light of what we know. And then how do we know? Well, we know because you probably own a Bible, at least one. If you don't, contact our ministry. We will see that you have one immediately. That's aclearTrumpet.org. Go to the contact there, or email info@aclearTrumpet.org. All of that information is in the show notes. Every person needs a Bible, but once you have a Bible, then there's no excuse for ignorance. So how do we respond to the terror attacks unfolding on, get this, God's land? Yes, this is Israel, but He said, hey, this is my land. Christians have to take a stand. I know I sound repetitive, maybe a broken record here. I'm unapologetic about that. You have to take a stand. Demonstrate what you believe. Speak it. Say it. Something, anything that God leads you to do, demonstrate your love for all people, your support of Israel and the Jewish people worldwide, especially. Now is the time for the church to step up and not be silent. Listen, there are theologies within the, quote, the church that completely contradict everything I'm saying right now. And so it's not like we're all on the same page, which is why you can hear the passion in my voice. We've got to wake up, and we've got to stay awake, remain awake. We got to think this way. We have to inform ourselves. Some of the pulpits are silent. You know, following the attack on October 7, the initial attack, the brutal attack that killed 1,300 innocent people? Are you kidding me? No mention. No mention. Some pastors remain silent. Maybe they didn't know. How could you not know? I mean, this boggles my mind. So you need to know this. We need to know this and remind ourselves that this is a demonic structure, and it's happening now in our generation, on our watch. We are responsible. We are accountable. Most of all, to pray for the leaders in Israel and all the people that are on the ground, the IDF, and all of those that are like caught up in this thing innocently, the families of the victims that have been killed, and oh my God, those that are being held hostage. I mean, this is an insane regime that has no regard for human life. Pray for the humans and the Christians and, well, yeah, we're human, the Christians in Israel. Pray for the Christians in Gaza and Christians in the countries that border Israel, because, hey, the church does not die under persecution, okay? It actually grows. And especially for the inner ring of Islamist nations, Lebanon to the north, Egypt to the south, Jordan and Syria on the west of Israel, and the Palestinian territories of the West Bank, that's in western Israel, and Gaza in eastern Israel. This is the inner ring surrounding the Jewish people, the Jewish state of Israel. Listen, there are some bad actors here. Iranian proxies are embedded throughout the region, some more pronounced than others. Some are actually hidden. You don't even know they're there. Actually, they might be in your nation, in the United States of America, my nation. These terrorists embed in our land to create terror. That's what they do. Specifically concerning Israel, back to what I was saying, Hamas, which is Sunni Islam in Gaza, Hezbollah, which is Shia Islam in Lebanon, and also, and you may not have heard much here, but the Houthis, they are also Shia, like Hezbollah. They are in Yemen. So we've got these proxies of Iran that are perpetrating, oh my goodness, unimaginable terror against the Jewish people. Why? Because they're Jews, like the Holocaust. Many Christians are treated likewise. Why? Because they're Christian. Period. Full stop. So just inform yourself throughout the Middle East. That includes Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Israel, only Jewish state in all of the Middle East, Egypt, Jordan, Iran, Qatar, Lebanon, and then beyond the Middle East is the Arabian Peninsula, which, by the way, is the largest peninsula in the world, including Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman Qatar, that's spelled Q-A-T-A-R, so Qatar, Qatar. Then Saudi Arabia, which is the largest country on the Arabian Peninsula. Yemen, southern Iraq, and Jordan. And the Sinai Peninsula, which is also considered part of Arabia. I'm just reading from a list here. But it needs to be said, this environment is Arab, is Islamist. There is one Jewish state, one tiny Jewish state the size of the state of New Jersey. Listen, Psalm 48, verse 1. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Verse 2, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city of the great king, the word of the Lord, beautiful for situation. The word comes forth out of Zion. And then Genesis 15, 18, God said to Abram, to your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. Just a note here, the river of Egypt refers either to an eastern branch of the Nile River or to the brook of Egypt in the Sinai. And another reference there is Numbers 34:5. Numbers 34:5. So what are we looking at here? A nation state who from 585 AD until 1948 was no nation. That's 2,500 years. The Jewish people could not claim their own homeland. Now, that's not the beginning of the presence of Israel as Israel, which really goes back 4,000 years ago. We'll get to that in a second. But listen, in this period of time, 586 AD until 1948, the birth of the Jewish state, for those 2,500 years, Israel, the Jewish people, had no common language. That language was lost in the captivity of Babylon, so that the people began to speak Aramaic. Remember, Jesus spoke Aramaic, not Hebrew. And then in May 1948, there was a radical, miraculous change because of, the fulfillment of Ezekiel 36 and 37. Ezekiel 36 and 37. So Christians study a 3,000-year history of the people and the land from the time of the patriarchs, that's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the, quote, promised land. That history tells us that God gave this land, God gave this land to Israel, his people, the Jews. Psalm 121, verse 4, and listen, he keeps it. He keeps Israel. He is the one that doesn't slumber or sleep. He keepeth Israel. The word keeps, meaning watchman, guard, protect, observe, treasure up, save life, keep covenant, hedge about. And so this is very brief, but listen, let me make a strong recommendation. You need to go to this link, Gary Hamrick, H-A-M-R-I-C-K, pastor, Cornerstone Chapel, Leesburg, Virginia, USA. We'll put the link in the show notes, by the way. A message Sunday from his pulpit, Israel, Hamas, and End Times. That's cornerstonechapel.net/teaching/2023-10-15. Again, the link is in the short show notes. Or you can do a search, Gary Hamrick, Cornerstone Chapel, October 15, title Israel, Hamas, and End Times. It's also on YouTube. And briefly, this is what he said. I mean, this is so brief. His development of the 4,000-year presence of Israel in the land now considered Israel, and really more land, is breathtaking. But just basically, let me point this out. If a person does not believe the Bible, but rather, you know, is into intellectual things, that would include archaeology. So a couple of points here. There's an Egyptian stele, basically a stone slab with etchings from the 13th century BC that refers to the name Israel as the name of that land. Another, in the 13th century BC, there's also a Canaanite stele from the 9th century BC that names David as the name of the king over this land called Israel. So, the Jews have been in the land for thousands of years, Pastor Hamrick is explaining. They are the indigenous people of the land. They're not occupying it. They've just returned, since 1948, to their homeland. Why did they need to return? Why didn't they just stay there all that time? I'm glad you ask. I'm reading my notes here. Oh, thank God for this pastor. You know, a pastor reminds me of the trumpets in Israel. Like, there's one for everything we need to know. There is a call to worship. That's one sound of the trumpet. There's a call to prayer, another sound of the trumpet. There's a call to gather and assemble. That's a call to trumpet. That's a call of the trumpet. There's also a call to war and a call to be alarmed and to prepare to protect. There is a severity, behold both the goodness and the severity of the Lord. And the pastor holds the trumpet. The pastor holds the trumpet. And depending on the sound that he sounds, the number of blasts on the trumpet, the shortness, the length, staccato, extended, the people are informed. So, referring to Pastor Hamrick's remarks here, why did they return? Here's the answer. From 586 BC, when the Babylonians came in, besieged Jerusalem, until 1948 AD, that's 2,500 years, the Jews were oppressed, dispersed, and murdered all around the world. They were kicked out of their homelands. They were butchered, murdered. The Holocaust being one example, but you know, some people don't even believe the Holocaust happened. So, 2,500 years, they've been dispersed from their homeland, oppressed, killed, and for those Jews who did manage to stay in the original homeland, they were always under the thumb of another dominating power. And Pastor Hamrick says, here's the list. After the Babylonians came the Persians, then the Greeks, then the Romans, then the Byzantines, then the Arab Islamic Empire, then the Catholic Crusaders, then the Mamelukes, then the Ottomans, and then the British Empire, which brings us up to 1948. They all came in, took over this land, and the Jews that were always dispersed from their own homeland, despite the fact that God had given that land to them on promise to Abraham in Genesis 15:18. So who then are these Palestinians? What is this Palestine? And where does all that come from? Where does that name and terminology even come from? You got to go listen. You got to go listen to that message. It will inspire you and inform you. And lastly, today, I just need to say this. I want to carve this rightly here. You need to be aware. Don't assume that our world is the way that it was prior to October 7. You know, in the same way we say that the world changed drastically on 9/11/2001, which in fact it did. I mean, we know that for a fact. But listen, this drastic change that began over a week ago now, as I am recording, October 17, this shift, this change should tell you nothing is the same wherever you live. Nothing is the same. And if you are traveling, you need to be alert and aware especially. Because, you know, different areas have different spiritual atmospheres depending on the presence of God in that area, in that region. So just know that just because you're safe in your own home and the Spirit of God is strongly in presence there doesn't mean that if you go to another location that you should or could expect the same thing. Don't do that. Don't do that. That is, a military strategist would, you know, roll their eyes at that thought that we would be so naive. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the spiritual atmosphere. It matters when there is an atmosphere of brutality and murder, of hate and lawlessness. You know, the spirit of the Antichrist is already with us. He is the embodiment of the spirit of lawlessness. It means the absence of restraint. It means uncivilized. It is evil. And it's a battle between evil and good. How many times have you heard that recently? The light and the darkness. Listen, it's a battle between Almighty God and demonic structures that are in place throughout the earth, some more than others, depending on the location, depending on the presence of Holy Ghost, spiritually mature, born-again believers who have authority and take that authority and wield that authority to control the atmosphere. In the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, Jesus. So, no one wants this thing to play out. No sane person wants this thing to play out the way it is presently unfolding. But we need to be bold because this spirit is emboldened. You say, well, we've had wars in the Middle East before. We've had contest between Islam and Judaism before. Listen, this is a stronger force because it's galvanized around the time that we live in. There's an unfolding here and a fulfillment of prophetic scriptures. Please, please look at that so that we are not watered down in our thinking and our worldview. To close today's episode, Psalm 121, you know, this is the song of the pilgrims as they ascended up the hill of Jerusalem, as they were coming to the city of Jerusalem to worship for the feast, all that. Pray this for you personally. Pray it over your family. Call them by name. You got to be aware. You got to be alert. Not afraid and not fearful. Fear is not a strategy. It's a dead end. Don't do that. Activate your faith. Psalm 121, verse 1. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let me stumble. The one who watches over me will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. The Lord himself watches over Israel, watches over me. The Lord stands beside Israel and beside me as my protective shade. Verse 6, the sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Amen and amen, both now and forever. Personalize that psalm. Keeps watch over me. Protects me as I come and go, not only right this minute, but throughout eternity. So listen, stay safe, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless Israel in every way that you know. Pray, ask God, bless Israel.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.